Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddies.
Hey, what's up, Jeff. Time for Steve to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
So ready.
What does the abbreviation N-A stand for? Or excuse me, N-A stand for?
Not available?
No.
Wow. Pass.
Dick's Drive-In will be opening a new location in what city?
Federal Way? Kent?
No.
Everett.
Yes. What is the primary addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yeah. What member of Blind Melon died of a drug overdose?
Shannon Hoon.
Correct. How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
10.
No.
12.
No.
How many what events?
How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
Oh, let's say 5.
No. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
Panther.
No.
Bear.
No.
A monkey.
No.
Ape.
In what Midwestern state was water skiing invented?
Minnesota.
Yes. In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee for the Green Party?
Oh, shoot. 2000. Pass. I don't know.
You know what? Those were some tough questions, and you got 4 right.
I don't know where I got that the one from.
You know what? Be proud.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
I thought, okay, I won't say anything.
Don't say shh. Don't give it away. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What does the abbreviation N/A stand for?
Not available.
No.
Non-alcoholic.
No.
No A?
No. Dick's Drive-In will be opening a new location in what city?
Everett.
Yes. What is the primary addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yes. Which member of Blind Melon died of a drug overdose?
Shannon Hoon.
That's correct. How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
4?
No. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
Sounds like a gorilla.
No.
Lion.
No.
Tiger.
Yes. In what Midwestern state was water skiing invented?
Chicago. Illinois.
No.
North Dakota.
No.
Ohio.
No. In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee from the Green Party?
Oh, it's Bernie Sanders.
No.
What was it? Oh. Ask the question again, sorry.
In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee for the Green Party?
Crap. What was that guy's name? Howard Dean?
No.
I'll come back to that, Pat.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are types of what?
Rocks.
Yes.
Wow.
Steve,
man.
With that, you got 5 correct, and you can already hear Jeff's disappointment. That's a win. 5-4.
Wow.
Sorry, Jeff.
Someday I'll end this bad run.
Oh. You're sampling the best. Better than all the
rest. Better than anyone. Tell him, Tina.
The abbreviation N/A, I was looking for not applicable.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The number of
So is it applicable or applicable?
I say applicable.
Okay, Danny agrees. It's both.
Applicable. The number of throwing events in a decathlon is only 3.
3.
The Jungle Book's Shere Khan you got eventually was a tiger. And then the Midwestern state where water skiing was invented, our friend Jeff guessed correctly, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, well, they have lakes.
And the, yes, they do. In 1996 and 2000, the Green Party nominee was Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader.
And you know your rocks, so that was pretty good.
Thank you.
And maybe Jeff will turn things around and eventually beat Migs again.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live
yes.
Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom
yes.
and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the men Jim doing everything live, and when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Migs Show.
Mariners pitcher Logan Gilbert has an alter ego named Walter. It's the mean version of himself that he brings out on the days that he's pitching. So we want to know, when were you a Walter? When were you a jerk? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. And we have someone on hold, Steve, that said that this happened 5 minutes ago that
five
they were a Walter.
Ago?
Yeah.
Let's go.
But first, we're going to check in with Mike from Covington. Mike, when were you a Walter? When were you a jerk?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Great, Mike. How are you?
So good. So years and years ago, about 3 days before Christmas, my house was robbed and they came in and stole all the Christmas presents, my wife's purse and everything. And the cops showed up and they said, you know, sometimes these guys will steal the contents of the purse and throw it out the window. So if you want to drive around, maybe you'll find, you know, what's left of your wife's purse or whatever. So I'm actually just enraged. I get in the car. I'm driving around, looking around, seeing if I can find my wife's purse. And this guy's tailgating me, and I just lost it. I mean, I just lost it. I slammed on the brakes. I pulled over. I ran up to his window, and I'm screaming at him. I said, "You picked the wrong day to tailgate somebody." And he kind of gets out of his car slowly, and I rip my shirt off my body
what?
Like some crazy person. And I say, I'm gonna crush you, man. And he says, "Sir, you know, what happened?" I said, "You know, my house was robbed and blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "Well, sir, I'm a pastor at a local church.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I'd like to invite you and your family, and we'll give you a very beautiful Christmas. I'm so sorry you were robbed." And I went from 6 feet tall to about a half inch in about 10 seconds.
Sir, you need Jesus. No, Mike, when you rip your shirt off, are you the type of person that, you know, are you rocking the muscles or you just didn't care at that point?
Way back then, I don't want to say I was rocking the muscles, but I, you know, I was no Hulk, right? But I don't even know why I did it. It was like just so impulsive and it was so stupid, but I don't know.
You can't write something like that. You rip your shirt off, you're yelling at someone, and it turns out to be like Father John over there.
Yeah, oh yeah. He says, you know, "I'm sorry that you were robbed, but I'm a pastor at a church." And you instantly go from the Hulk to Ant-Man, right?
Oh, no. But also, why is the priest tailgating you like that?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Thanks, Mike. Rock on.
Wow.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, when were you a jerk? When were you a Walter? Curtis from Tacoma, tell us your story.
Well, now I wish I had my shirt off. But,
there's still time. So,
I just have a very low level of I don't care about something sometimes, and I think it just happened. You know, on the roads when you merge over and all that good stuff, I'm calling in because the dude looked like he's probably listening too, and I just let him know no hard feelings. But yeah, so the road was merging, and I was like, yeah, it's my turn, you know, zipper in.
Yeah.
Well, he's in a big truck. I'm in a little car, and well, I really don't care, so I'm going to go over. He's moving in. I'm like, no, it's my turn. And, yeah, no, dude straight up, like, bumps into my car. I just, like, look at him, roll my window down, give him a bird. It's like, let me in, bro. Just, it's my turn. I don't care. Dude. It's just paint.
Wow. So, wait, he actually hit you?
What was that?
You actually, I mean, I'm sorry, you actually hit the guy?
Oh, no. I'm in my lane, and he comes in and nudges into my side.
Oh, my God. Just man. A little love tap.
Yeah, it's still frustrating.
Oh, a little love tap.
I tell you, that's one of the more infuriating things when driving or watching people not understand the whole concept of zipper merge. Like,
oh, my gosh.
It doesn't seem... I always think of that stupid PSA. I don't know if you ever heard it where they talk about it.
Zipper merge? I don't have a zipper. Oh.
It was a stupid PSA that was like the Washington State Department of Transportation did where they're trying to tell people how to work the zipper merge.
Zipper merge? I don't have a zipper.
But it doesn't seem like it's all that hard.
No, and even if you haven't learned that concept, it shouldn't be a hard thing to just naturally understand. You know
what
I mean?
You see some people that are just like, they're doing everything in their power. Like, they're riding the car in front of them just to make sure that you can't zipper in. And I'm like, bro, I do have a zipper.
And guess what? Like, you're not winning the race here. Like, we're all going slow. People are the worst.
I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK. This person says, I definitely was a Walter at my kid's soccer game last weekend. I yelled at the ref so loud that he actually turned around, and I had to apologize.
Oh, no. Oh. I don't ever want to be that parent that, like, embarrasses my kid at a game. I had some family members that were pretty well known for that, but they would thankfully watch from, like, the other side of the soccer field so that they weren't right next to the, like, you know, the bench or whatever. But yeah, it's very embarrassing when it's your family.
Yeah, if that's in your wheelhouse, that you yell at, like, maybe you should watch the game from your car. Oh, yeah. Windows up. Music blasting.
You don't need any sideline coaching. Thank you.
Yeah, that's always been like a thing. I don't know if my daughter's ever going to do any kind of organized sports right now. I'm not getting that vibe, but you never know. I mean, I will yell at her ballet instructor when she's not teaching her the proper pirouette. I think that's the prop, right? That's how you handle it.
Make her the prima ballerina or else.
I bang on the glass. I'm like, come on, she's the best spinner in that room. I don't know if that's even a term. Someone said, Walter came out at Costco. Somebody tried to grab more than one bagel bite, and I yelled, bitch, save some for the rest of us.
Wow.
Everybody looked at me like I was a witch, LOL.
Wait, like in the samples?
That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. Bagel bites, to be fair, are fantastic.
Also, yeah. I mean, if you see that there's other people waiting for samples, get your sample and get the F out. Like, no. This is... Well, Danny, are you going to get a full 5-course meal there?
No, I'm just waiting for all of the samples to come out, and I will take as many as I need, which is usually 4.
You take more than one?
You take multiple samples?
Of course.
I mean, I'll sometimes...
Bitch, save some for the rest of us.
I'll sometimes take 2 because I'm getting like 1 for me and 1 for Brad.
Yeah, I need 2 for me and 2 for Lynn.
Oh.
There are times though I'll go up there and I'll like grab like, you know, like whatever it is, and I'm like, I'll take 2. I'm like, one's from my daughter. Like, as if they're gonna like say, sir, put that thing down.
The sample police is coming after
like,
you.
I'm like so like embarrassed that I'm taking more than one. I'm like, I swear my daughter's right over there. She's sitting in the cart. She's only 5. She's not able to get over here and take it herself. But it's one's gonna go to her. In fact, maybe 1.5 of them are gonna go to her. I'm not gonna eat all the almonds. It's mostly for her.
You're like, sir, we did not need the explanation. Have a good day.
The Daily Migs Show.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Steve Miggs, the handyman.
I don't know if I would call myself a handyman.
A handsy man.
Okay. Yeah. Don't talk about why I'm not allowed back in Enumclaw.
But you have been a fan of YouTube tutorials.
Well, am I the only
life?
One in this room that likes, like, if something breaks, my first thought, it used to be, okay, I got to go find a repair person. Now it's, let me go check and see if YouTube can teach me, you know, YouTube University.
Oh, yes.
If it can teach me how to fix it. And it has been very successful.
I've absolutely
fixed some, like, you know, plumbing stuff. Nothing massive, but like a couple little toilet things I've been able to fix thanks to a YouTube tutorial. I can't even think the amount of times I've been able to figure out how to fix, like, or just put together things that the instructions were weird. And I'm like,
yeah.
Let me just go on YouTube, figure it out that way. The best one was fixing my washer.
Oh, yes.
That one, that's when I got a little too cocky, I feel.
But you probably saved yourself hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
At minimum, $150. Because usually when you call to get like an appliance, they're like, okay, we're going to charge you $150 regardless if we have to do anything. Even if we just show up and say, have you plugged it in?
Yeah.
That's going to be $150. But then if they fix it, they add that $150 to whatever the bill's going to be. So this time around, it was the dryer. Dryer stopped kicking out any heat. And I'm like, okay, I got to try and figure this out. So I go on YouTube and I'm watching a video. For example, there's this guy.
These are actually not bad at all. I forgot to mention, when you're disconnecting all this, make sure you take a picture so that you know where the wires go, which connections.
So I'm watching this tutorial and I'm like, all right, let me try and see if I can figure this out. So I take apart my dryer, you know, and I'm like doing everything this guy says. And I open it up and I look at this thing and I'm like, I am not skilled to do this. And I'm also thinking I might need a part. And if I have to then buy a part, which is going to cost like, you know, $100 and something, and if I F that up, I'm just basically burning money.
Oh, no.
So I finally did what the smart person would have done before taking the dryer apart, and that is to call an electrician, not electrician, call a dryer repair guy, have them come out, which they did. That was a rather entertaining experience because, you know, at first he's like, we don't have the part, so I got to come back. Also, English was definitely not his first language, so there was just like a lot of like, I didn't know what he was telling me at times. He's like, you know, for $50, I'll come and clean this from time to time, cash. And I'm like, so is it $50 right now? He goes, no, it's like a couple hundred dollars. I'm like, so in the future you'll come for $50? Yes. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but let's just fix the dryer and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But then we didn't have a dryer. I had to go to a laundromat. I'd never been to a laundromat before.
It's a fun time, isn't it?
It's an experience. One that I actually had a lot of fun like dealing with. I had to go a couple times. I'm like, laundromat life isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but that's a whole other story. But yeah, ended up being a few hundred dollars to fix this thing, and YouTube did not help me.
How many days were you without a dryer?
We just got it fixed yesterday.
Oh.
So we were without a dryer through the weekend. So about 4-ish, 5 days.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you do laundry every day.
Bro.
Yeah. See, that, you know, there's your problem. You just got to do it like once a week.
Well, that's why my wife was just like, she's like, why is the dryer already breaking down? I'm like, well, because we use it like 5 times more than most people because you and Tatum are constantly putting stuff in the laundry.
They do a lot of outfit changes, I would imagine.
It's the towels.
Oh, yeah.
It's the damn towels. Like, it's constant. I'm old school. I don't know if it's old school, but I'm frugal in that, like, I will just, you know, hang a towel and use it for a few days.
Yeah.
It's one and done with those two.
Is it really?
Well, I can't blame Tatum. It's one and done with the wife-ski.
Yeah.
But now Tatum's part of that posse.
She wants to be like mom.
So I think we use our dryer a lot more than we really should be using it.
Well, I'm glad you got it fixed. I can't, I mean, I would be suffering if I didn't have my dryer for 4 days. So I'm glad you persevered and got through it with the help of the laundromat.
The laundromat was very helpful. Also the mom-in-law. I mean, dude, it was just like, it was so dumb.
But at least you gave it the old college
try. Have you tried to fix anything?
Oh my God, so many things. I mean, we have successfully done things like change the blades on our riding lawnmower because of a YouTube tutorial. Also a belt on the lawnmower. But then there was one time the lawnmower was like busted beyond our capabilities and we had tried a couple things and we were failing miserably. So, I had to haul it to somebody to fix it.
I bet repair people kind of laugh at all of us. They're like, oh, yeah, have fun with your YouTube until it cost you more money because you did more damage than you were if you would have just called us in the first place.
Idiots. When was the last time you tried to do it yourself? And when did that attempt to fix something with the help of YouTube completely fail you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
We would love to know if you have ever tried to fix something with a YouTube tutorial. Just do it yourself, you know? Or did you end up having to call a pro because you tried it on your own and you completely screwed things up?
I feel like that happens a lot.
206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who saved themselves $17,000 by doing it themselves. But first,
that's amazing.
We're going to chat with Chris from Seattle. Chris, have you ever tried to fix something with the help of a YouTube tutorial?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I have. Lots of times, actually. Like you, Taryn, the riding lawnmower, yeah. I changed mower blades and did a carburetor overhaul. And then I got I have a high-end stove that the burner went out, and YouTube saved me again. I was able to do it myself. And Steve, like you, I totally dismantled my dryer after the drum stopped spinning.
Okay.
So, I saved probably thousands of dollars for all the stuff YouTube helped me out with.
Let me ask you what your tactic is, though, when you go on YouTube, because this is what I do. I wonder if I'm alone on this. I look and see, like, all the repairs. Obviously, I want to see ones that have, like, good reviews of the people that are offering their advice. But I never want to click on the ones that are, like, more than 5 minutes long because I'm like, I don't need the full backstory. Just get right to the meat of the matter. Tell me how to fix this damn thing.
Well, I usually go like under 10 or 15 minutes, but I'll amp up the speed to like 1.25 or 1.5.
Brilliant.
To get through the meat of it fast, to the meat of it faster. And I never look at just one video. I go down rabbit holes. I'll like look for 5 or 6 videos to kind of get a comprehensive thing.
See, I'm such an idiot. I get so excited when I look at the comments and someone wrote, I went through so many videos. Finally, I found the one that just gets straight to the point. I'm like, I don't know you, and I don't know if your opinion is in line with me, but I'm going to follow that lead and go with this video.
Very trustworthy.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever tried to fix something on YouTube? Chris from Bellevue, what did you try to fix with the help of a YouTube tutorial?
I fixed my truck, my Ford I-550 truck.
Okay, what's a 550? That sounds very big.
So it's just massive. Bigger than a 350. It's basically a big truck. So I have a concrete company, so I haul panels and stuff like that. So it's just a bigger truck. That's all it is.
Okay, so then what did you have to fix on it?
So it basically almost a small overhaul of the engine, and got to watching the YouTube videos, and I had it hauled to Ford once just to have it checked out, and they said, oh, yeah, it's going to be $19,500 to fix it. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. And so it took me 3 months, though. That's the thing. It took me 3 months to do it, but I was able to muddle my way through it. And then the hardest part was the Ford, the dealerships take the cab off.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do it with a cab on, so I had to take the hood off, I had to take the front grille off, I had to take the headlights off to do all the stuff that they normally would do. But, I mean, I did it, but I saved myself. It cost me $2,000 to do all the work or to get the parts and stuff, but the rest of it I saved just for labor, but it did take a while.
And you probably built an incredible bond with your truck with this.
Oh, yeah.
So are you in a relationship?
I never get rid of it just because of that.
I bet. Are you in a relationship, and did your significant other give you a hard time about, like, going after like, a month and a half, my wife would be like, look, you got to shut this down.
Well, a lot of it was waiting for parts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was times where I had to wait like 2.5-3 weeks to get the part. And then once I got it, then I was like, oh, crap, I need this part, too. And then so you go down, you start chasing parts. But it took a while, but I finally got it, and it works great. I'm not gonna complain. And to save that kind of money and a little bit, just the time, that was the only thing that sucked.
No, that's awesome, though. $17,000 saved. Totally worth it. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Casey in Oak Harbor, have you ever tried to fix something with a YouTube tutorial?
Oh, absolutely. Everything I ever did was with YouTube until I learned one basic fact that if you put it back together the same way you take it apart, it ain't so bad.
So in order to do that, do you just have like a really good memory or do you take step-by-step pictures or take notes so you don't screw it up on the back end?
Well, depending on what it is. Like in my backyard, I've got probably 10 dryers in my backyard because my wife will do water. She'll wash clothes more than she'll do dishes.
Yes. And
How much laundry is she doing?
there's only two of us. I don't know where it all comes from.
I feel you, man. Sometimes I'm like, I get everything done. I'm like, the hamper's empty. And then I get home from work. I'm like, what happened since is there another family that's living here that you haven't told me about?
Where does it come from? It's,
right?
It's just insane. It never ends. Guess what I'm doing when I get home today, Steve?
Laundry. Yeah, it's never ending.
Cameron from Port Orchard, what did you try to fix with a YouTube tutorial?
So a lot of the stuff I've tried to fix are cars, mostly. It saves a lot of time not having to go buy all these manuals for all these different cars. And my wife drives a Chrysler 200 sports model, so... One of the fun things I learned from YouTube when her battery died is that it's not in the engine bay, it's up under her driver wheel well.
Oh, jeez. So that's a process to get it out, huh?
Right, yeah. Then you got to take all the tire off, the mud flaps and everything that are on there, the whole trim. Everything comes apart just for the battery.
That sounds so convenient.
It's almost like they did that so that you wouldn't try and do it yourself. They're like, yeah, have fun, buddy.
Joke's on you.
Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller.
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.